1977 was an annus mirabilis for Great Britain. Queen Elizabeth II toured the country in celebration of her silver jubilee, as Britons quite literally danced in the streets. At Wimbledon, the centenary All England Championships were graced by the presence of Her Majesty, and for once, the tennis gods shone on the home nation. Virginia Wade was an elegant all-court player with talent to spare, but a fragile nerve.
The extra aura that it had with the Queen being there and being the centenary year just managed to take my motivation, make it stronger than the nerves.
She's done it, she's done it. A fairy story comes true.
A fairy story indeed. But a far cry from the preceding decades when British successes at Wimbledon were few and far between. In the second of our four-part series, we examine an era of huge change, not just at Wimbledon, but on a global scale. In the immediate post-war years, Britain was anxious to get back to normal, yet acutely aware of the difficulty of doing so. The land fit for heroes was still subject to rationing, and there were major shortages of staple foods. The centre court, a metaphor for the country, was gouged by a bomb crater. But the main aim was to get the show back on the road. There was no better symbol of a world at peace than a sunny afternoon at SW19.
Americans would stop off in Ireland on the way here, and Shannon, the plane would stop, and would pick up butter and cheese and whatever, you know, it could have, because they just didn't have those things here at the time.
It's part of the British nature to be generous with their sport. Invent the game, lay down the rules, export it, and then watch as the rest of the world becomes the masters. Beating the mother country became terrific sport after the Second World War, and where better to advertise the uprising than on the lawns of the most English of sporting events.